Holy jeez, all right. I was just writing that down. 8:05, right? Yeah, I was just talking about them men bouncing them balls. It's about 12 minutes before 10 with the grease. Well, that's it for me. I don't know what I'll do today. I think I may take a walk. You ever walk in the rain? I don't bring no umbrella. I don't like no umbrella. I like to feel the rain on my face as I walk through the windswept streets and think about her. Yeah. The first woman that ever broke my heart. Zelda. It was back in my college days, and she called me up at my dormitory to say that she'd met another at her school, and she just wanted to let me know it was over. Well, I wasn't going to let it end that easily, so I took to the streets, a lonely college boy, walking through the windy highway, the rain stinging my face, my thumb out, trying to hitch my way to Oneonta. Well, finally, when I thought I'd drop of the cold, when I was so cold I just couldn't hold still anymore, I was frozen and soaked, this truck pulled over and I got inside. The guy was a big old friendly man who drove that truck with big paws gripping the wheel. He introduced himself. He said, "Hey, my name's Joe. How are you doing?" I said, "Oh, God." And I told him my story and he lended a sympathetic ear. I told him what had happened with her and how I was hitchhiking. I'd been hitchhiking for 3 hours. And I didn't get no ride and I'm soaked and... He said, "Well, I'll tell you what, son, this is about as far as I'm going. But I can see you're about warmed up. Here, I'll tell you what." He flipped me a 50-cent piece. He said, "Why don't you go on into that hotel over there? They got a restaurant. Get yourself a cup of coffee, a piece of pie. You'll feel better for the rest of the trip." I said, "Thank you, Joe." He said, "Hey, tell him Joe sent you. Stop in there all the time myself." I said, "All right, Joe, appreciate it." So I walked through the door and I sat down on a stool at the counter and I... So let me have a cup of coffee, piece of pie. Oh, by the way, Joe sent me. And everybody in the place looked at me and said, "I said, what do you mean?" They said, "Son, Joe died in a truck accident about 10 years ago. But every now and then on a rainy day, some waterlogged kid like you will come walking in with a 50-cent piece and order a piece of pie and a cup of coffee. And he'll say that Joe sent him." And I looked at those guys in that room and I said, "He said, hey, tell you what, son, you keep that 50-cent piece. But you remember Joe driving old number 99 down that ghost line." Well, I sipped that coffee and I ate that pie. Waitress came from out of the kitchen, looked at me sitting there wet, eating that pie, drinking that coffee. She said, "Another one from Joe?" And everybody said, "Yep." She said, Finally, somebody yelled his head out the window and said, "Hey, will y'all shut up down there? I'm trying to get some sleep by crying out loud." Yeah. It's not easy dealing with the beyond and trying to keep the neighbors content at the same time. It's 11 minutes before 10 and it's martini time. At long last, I can take off these Grecian folio 16-stain headphones and hit with the crystal clear liquid that takes me so far away from all my problems and so far away from all my pain. Yeah, I trust you'll have a joyous and blessed day. Till when next we meet, I wish you a fond arrivederci.